Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Near Banbridgetown in the county down, one morning last July, from Boreham Green came sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut-brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself, for to see I was really there. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown, young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann. She's the star of the county down. She'd a soft brown eye and a look so sly and a smile like a rose in bloom. And I hung on each note from her lily white throat as she lilted an Irish tune. And the way she danced, I was held in a trance as she flew through a jig and a reel. As my heart she stole, she coaxed from my soul things I thought I could never feel. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow turns rust colored brown, till the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the rare Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the rare Colleen that I met in the county down.
Hello and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Matt Letter. And thank you for joining me here today. We are on show number 290, and this is a very special show. I'm very excited for it because it is all new music. That is right. All the songs in this show are going to be either new performers or new albums, new groups, and we're very excited to be bringing you this music today. That first song that you just heard was The Star of the County Down, performed by Bringers from Ramblers and Rovers. Find out more about them on Facebook. So since we have a lot of new music, we are going to go straight to more of that. So this is The Dying Rebel, performed by Cynthia Bennett from Mother Ireland's Daughters. Find out more at cynthiasmusic.com.
The night was dark and the fight was over. The moon shone down O'Connell Street. I walked alone where brave men perished. Those men have come, their God to meet. My own son was shot in Dublin, fighting for his country bold. He fought harp, a shamrock, green, white, and gold. The first I met was a fair-haired maiden. But in his footsteps she might abide. The next I met was a gray-haired father, searching for his only son. I said, old man, there's no searching, for up to heaven your son has gone. The last I met was a dying rebel, pending low, I heard him say, God bless my home. God bless the cause for which I die. God bless the cause for which I die.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't...
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Why did the king go to the dentist to get his teeth crowned? And now back to somewhere else. In the castle.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. You can learn more on our website, renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and click on donate, or you can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com/renfestpodcast. Once there, you will see the different levels of support. Each level represents an amount that you may donate for each episode produced. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
In a far southern wood stood a fair unicorn. There he looked to the north of his land bravely born. And espied there a ram in the chill of the morn. Thought he, I would have such strength too. With small courage at last, he timid. asked, noble ram, could I ever be as strong as you? Never fear, said the ram, for I once was young too. By the boldness of the bear, I grew. Through the northlands he passed, and in strong voice he asked, noble bear, could I ever be as bold as you? Never fear, said the bear, for I once was young too. By the wisdom of the wolf, I grew. Growing bold to his task, to the high seat he asked, noble wolf, could I ever be as wise as you? Never fear, said the wolf, for I once was young too, but by the grace of the dragon I grew. With his legacy learned, he was ready to start, graceful in words and now wise in my art, bold indeed and now with a great strength in my heart. By these virtues of the north I'll grow, by these virtues of the north I grow.
That last song was Northern Virtues, performed by Emily Kellum from Waves on the Shore. Find out more about Emily Kellum at bardicsong.wordpress.com. The owners of the Rosenvolk German Medieval Festival, who were among our top three new fairs in 2016 for the Renaissance Festival Awards, are looking to create a new festival in Indiana in DuBois County, and they are going to be naming it the Village of Grunwald, or Grunwald, depending. And it sounds pretty impressive. It's going to be 150 acres, and they have a lot of plans already in place. Head over to our Facebook page. We have an article about that there, and we are very excited to hear about this new festival coming up in Indiana. And now back to more music. This is Black is the Color, performed by Jenneth Tallinn from The Bardic Weir. Find out more at cdbaby.com/artist/Jenneth Tallinn. That's JennettoLlin. Please enjoy Black is the Color.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His love is like some rosy fair. The sweetest smile and the gentlest of hands. I love the ground whereon he stands.
I love my
satisfied, I never shall. is the color of my true love's hair. His love is like some rosy fair. He's the sweetest smile.
So your favorite Ren fair's come and gone, no time to feel blue, until it comes around again, this is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at Renaissance Festival Music.
Peace to ye, my children, all that seek the path of heaven. Ask thyself these questions. Art thou to embark upon pilgrimage? Dost thou have 199 lira?
So, you want to get to heaven without a long stay in purgatory. Are you about to go on pilgrimage? Do you have 199 lira? Crazy Leo has everything you need. Indulgence prices slashed across the board. Every bull must go. You have spiritual concerns, and we have a cathedral to close. Need absolution?
Prices slashed.
Need redemption?
Prices slashed.
Need to buy back 1,000 years of purgatory for your Uncle Henry?
Prices slashed.
Why travel from one cathedral to another? Why walk even one labyrinth on your knees? Why visit the bones of all 16 apostles? When Crazy Leo can sell you absolution even before you transgress. So to feign, covet, fornicate, and even murder to your heart's content, and still guarantee your own eternal salvation. Bull, you say? We say, papal bull. No need for pilgrimage. We'll send a representative to your town, village, or crossroads. Don't be fooled by cheap grace-peddling heretic competitors. Just look for our seal of the cross keys to assure your quality indulgences today at Crazy Leo's. Our products are insane.
Void where prohibited by revolting peasants.
Fugly here on the streets of Wittenberg, where we await the premiere of Luther, the rock opera. I'm here with three of the creators who will tell us who they are and about the event.
Hey, so, my name is Michael Bridges, and for 29 years I played in a band called Lost and Found. We ran into our friend Rich Melheim, and he asked us if we'd write some songs to go along with his awesome graphic novel. And I can't believe I'm standing here 50 feet from the doors where Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses and talking about the rock opera. Short answer, I'm Michael.
Hi, I'm Rich Melheim. The rock opera is so fun and it's going to be amazing.
I'm Jonathan Kelch. I'm an illustrator and animator, and so the graphic novel was an awesome opportunity for me. But now, with the rock opera developing, oh my goodness, it's amazing. I'm blown away. And yes, to be standing here in front of the Castle Church and seeing the door just feet away and being able to talk about it is mind-blowing. So I'm grateful to Rich for this opportunity and to Michael, too. And it's an awesome rock opera, by the way.
And why the subject of Martin Luther in general?
Well, for Lutherans, it's an important thing because the Reformation was the beginning of Protestant churches. But it's even more important than that. The key thing right now is that this year marks the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther nailing 95 Theses to the door right there behind me. Is this the 500th anniversary of the start of the Reformation?
The word Luther in Greek, Eleutheros, means freedom, which is a very odd thing. There's 900 million Protestants in the world, but there are billions of people who've been blessed by one guy speaking truth to power. Our whole concept of an individual's human rights, free speech, girls being taught to read. Up until Luther's day, Aristotle taught women shouldn't be taught to read. They're of the flesh, not of the spirit. They have no soul. I once dated a girl without a soul, but that's a topic for another day.
That's a different rock opera.
That's a different rock opera. The concept that you, in your conscience, speak the truth and put your life on the line. What did you find challenging in this project?
I think conveying the depth and profoundness of the emotion that was happening at the time. I think that was the biggest struggle. The immensity of the moment, the power of the moment was difficult to show. I had no idea that so many traveled with Luther on his road from Wittenberg to Worms, and what a huge national moment that was. And I remember when we were discussing it and I was illustrating it, you kept saying, more people, more students, more spears, more Teutonic knights, more rich folk, more young folk. And I was like, wait, more? More? And on we went. And I didn't realize what a profound nationalistic moment and a profound moment in history this was. And then to convey the power of, in a sense, the weakness that Luther must have felt when he stood in front of, literally, the Holy Roman Emperor and so many other individuals, each of which had the power to snuff out his life, and stood before them and said, I cannot recant. Conveying the emotion that Martin felt in his moments of weakness was the most difficult part for me.
Thank you. And one final question. If people want to know more about you and the rock opera that you've written about Luther, where can they get information?
Luther the Rock Opera?
That's genius.
Yeah.
It's really genius. That's kind of on the nose, isn't it?
LutherTheRockOpera.com.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Here then is a selection from the opera titled Captive.
The conscience is neither safe nor right. If you can prove my error with scripture, I would not put up a fight. I must not add strength to tyranny or give sin an extra hand. I can do no other. Here I stand. Here I stand. May God help me. Here I stand. With no facade. Here I stand. I can't recant. Captive to the word of God. What do you say about the way you've written about the Pope? If the Pope really had power over things above, why not free all the souls for the simple sake of love? Here I stand. May God help me. Here I stand. My feet are shod. Here I stand. I can't recant. Captive to the word of God.
This is Fugly again. After attending the premiere of Luther the Rock Opera, what I gleaned that I found the most interesting is that it's a musical presentation that's meant to be performed by other musicians. That means that all of the music, lead sheets, etc. are available. All of the instrumentation, even the presentation style, is entirely optional, so everyone can add their own flavor to the mix. Since it's all Renaissance historically based, I find this very exciting, and I hope you will too. And if you would like to hear the entirety of the interview, please check the show notes.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Greetings! Hi!
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
Ugh, I wish we weren't. This tower sucks. It's so boring up here.
Language, Nicole, language. Look at all the books we have to entertain yourself with.
You know how I feel about books.
I actually don't.
They're so boring and difficult. It takes me a whole day to read one page, and then I can never keep up with the story.
Book and boring do both begin with B, so I can see the connection that you're making. But this one is especially interesting because it's full and merry. It's a jest book.
Oh, I love jests.
Let me tell you a merry story then. But before I tell you this jest, you need to know what a ducking stool is.
Is that like a squatty potty? Helps you go poop?
If you really tried hard enough, but no. It is a chair that is lowered into water in order to punish sinners.
Oh, that sounds, well, actually kind of nice.
So, that's the setup for this joke. Ducking stools drop you into water.
All right, hit me.
Some gentleman traveling and coming near a town saw an old woman spinning near a ducking stool. To make the company merry, he asked the good woman what the chair was made for. She said, "You know what it is." "Indeed," says he, "I know not, unless it be the chair you use to spin in sometimes." "No, no," said she, "you know it to be otherwise. Have you not heard that it is the cradle your good mother hath oft lain in?"
"Oh, snap!"
"Mother joke, your mama joke."
"Tale as old as time."
"Our favorite genre of joke."
"Your mother, it's a great punchline. Even if the setup makes no sense whatsoever. I liked that one."
If you'd like to learn more about the strangeness of the English Renaissance, you can check out our history podcast, Rude Tudors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
Tell another!
While I, a young maid, have been courted by many of all sorts and trades as ever was any, a spruce haberdasher first thought me fair, but I would have nothing to do with small ware. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. A fine-scented courtier gave me a kiss, and promised me mountains if I would be his. But I did not trust him, for it is too true that courtiers promise much more than they do. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. A tailor came courting with yard in his hand, to offer his service to be on command. He spoke of a slit that I had above me.
Where?
But I'll have no tailor to stitch it for me. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. Insurer came with abundance of cash, but I had no mind to be under his lash. He offered me jewels, fine silver and gold, but I would not mortgage my little freehold. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. My thing is my own, and I'll keep it so still, and other young lasses may do what they will. Until I be married, men say what you will.
What thing?
That last song was My Thing Is My Own, performed by Melody Baird from My Thing Is My Own. Find out more at cdbaby.com/artist/Melody Baird. That's MelodyBaird. Now, if you are a fan of more the bodier material, we have an entirely new separate podcast for that, all sponsored by the Renaissance Festival podcast. This is over at renbody.com. You can be found on iTunes and Gplay, but it's a body version of our show. So if you are interested in those sorts of things, check out renbody.com. That's RENBAWY.com. And the next song we're going to be playing today is Tell Me Ma, performed by Metal Celt from Fusing Tradition. Find out more about them on cdbaby.com under Metal Celt, MetalKelt.
The girls alone, they pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is a cult in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Mm-hmm.
velvet, oh my true love, are you well? And she comes as white as snow, with rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. Old John Murray says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye. Oh, tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courting 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? The wind and the rain and the hair blow high, and the snow comes tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie when she gets her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell a model she comes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Alva Mooney she loves still. Now tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a cult in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Now tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a cult in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
The dungeon, not a star to be seen above. I'll be guided without a stumble into the arms of me only love. I went up to her bedroom window, kneeling gently upon a stone. Then I rapped on her bedroom window, me darling dear, do you lie alone? I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. When I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain Madam's company. She raised her head from her feather pillow, her arms up around her breast, saying who's at me bedroom window, disturbing me at me long as rest. It's only me, your own true lover, open the door and please let me in. I have come from a long journey and I'm here drenched to the skin. I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain Madam's company.
Door with the greatest pleasure.
She opened the door and she let me in. Then we kissed and embraced each other until the morning we lay as one.
me on, me love. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain madam's company. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain madam's company.
That last song that you just heard was by the group Mikolado, or Mikolado, I'm not sure. It's called I Am a Rover, and it's from their album Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts. The next song is Drop O Good Beer, performed by Quartermaster Band from their album Quartermaster.
Come one and all, we're great and small, with voices loud and clear. And let us sing in praise of the Queen for baiting the tax upon beer. For I like to drop a good beer, I do, I like to drop a good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. Let ministers shake the duty on cake and cause port wine to be dear. So long as they keep the bread in me teeth and give me a skinful of beer. I like to drop a good beer, I do, I like to drop a good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. In harvest fields there's nothing can yield a neighbor of such good cheer. To reap and mow and to make barley grow and to give us a strength full of beer. For I like to drop a good beer, I do, I like to drop a good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
Hats off, men.
So long, may Queen Elizabeth reign, and to her subjects be dear. A skinful of beer. For I likes a drop of good beer, I do, I likes a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. For I likes a drop of good beer, I do, I likes a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. For I likes a drop of good beer, I do, I likes a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
Right now, the patrons of our podcast are going to be listening to some other songs. If you have not joined up and become a patron, and you are interested, head over to patreon.com and find us there, and they will give you options to donate to help us out with our show. None of the work that we do here is paid. We are all volunteers, and all the money that you send to us through your generous donations helps us to just keep this show going. So thank you very much for that. Seriously, we could not do this show without you. So for those people that do donate to our show, we have some extra songs for you. The patrons of the podcast are going to be listening to, let's see, okay, The Female Ramblin' Sailor, performed by Tanya Opland, but from Hunter's Moon, 20,000 Rubber Duckies, performed by Henry Martin from Around the Bay, Treasure Island, performed by Ailstorm from No Grave But the Sea, and the Ye Banished Privateers with their song We Are Ye Banished Privateers, and that's from their album First Night Back in Port.
Want to have your say? Go nominate an act or fair for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Nominations are being taken for the 2017 awards now, with voting to come in the fall. Go on over to renaissancefestivalawards.org now and cast your nomination.
Rises, way, way up she rises, way, way up she rises, early in the morning, shade is belly
You've earned it, lad.
That last song that you just heard was Drunken Sailor, performed by Rum Runners from the album Got Rum! Exclamation point. It's not a question, they've got it. Find out more about them on facebook.com/officialrumrunners. We would like to extend a heartfelt thanks to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, and Mari Vopio. You are amazing. Thank you for being friends of our podcast. We love you. How are we doing? How are you doing? How are we all doing? But also specifically, how are we as a podcast doing? We would like to know. Is there a song or performer that you would like to hear on the show? Let them know about us. Please let us know about them. We will all know about each other and it'll be great. Please email renfestpodcast@gmail.com. You can also call or text 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. I do hope that you have enjoyed our new music show. Again, a lot of these artists and albums are first time being played here on the show, at least, and are new to the circuit, new to their own local Renaissance festivals. Check them out. They are amazing, and we'd love to hear about more new upcoming acts. We love to hear about acts that are reforming into new creations and are turning into something amazing. So please keep telling us about those things. Yeah, we are at the last song of the show, which is always a sad time for me, but I really enjoyed this time that we shared together. This was great. Let's keep doing more podcasts, huh? We will talk to you again in about 2 weeks, and I hope you have a wonderful time. Our local festival here is up and running, and it is keeping me busy, and so I hope I will be able to talk to you all again soon. Please let me know what is going on in your world. What are the festivals doing? What are you doing? Are you excited for the festivals in your area? If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter @MattLedder, MattLedder. And I can talk to you there too. So thanks again for listening, everybody. And the last song we're going to be hearing is Call of the Sea, performed by Sirens Song from the album Starlight and Chateau. Find out more at facebook.com/SirensSong4. The number 4, SirensSong4. And here is Call of the Sea. Thanks so much again for listening. We'll see you in the lanes.
The call of the sea comes on the wind, and I wait and I listen for the dance to begin as the maids of the ocean return to the sea. Mermaid so free. Away to the ocean, to that faraway land, where the sea maids sing freely and dance by the sand. The sea's sweet rhythm beckons us. Come to the land of our mothers and the ocean we love. Wild song rises, the sea maids emerge, and they dance and they sing with the ocean's sweet urge.
The song it calls them home to the sea. And as they draw nearer, their song calls to me. Away to the ocean, to that faraway land, where the sea may sing freely and dance by the sand. The sea's sweet rhythm beckons us. Come to the land of our mothers and the ocean we love. I hear the rhythm, and the life that I live melts away. The sea, it calls me, and I hear a voice softly say, are a daughter of the mermaids below. And as they call us, your heart longs to go to the land of your people who live in the sea. So dance to their music and come follow me. Away to the ocean, to that faraway land, where the sea may sing freely and dance by the sand. The sea's sweet rhythm beckons us. Come to the land of our mothers and the ocean we love. Away to the ocean, to that faraway land, where the sea may sing freely and dance by the sand. The sea's sweet rhythm beckons us. To the land of our mothers and the ocean we love. To the land of our mothers and the ocean we love.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
You was a good and loyal podcast host who liked to get things right. But five or six takes of the same song name makes him shake with anger and spite. He said to his mighty editor, "Please cut out my mistakes." But the editor said, "Friend, let's put them at the end and people can enjoy the outtakes."
And now, dearest listener, the next song is Drop O Good Beer, performed by Quartermaster Band from their album, I Slowed Down for No Reason. That's not what the name of the album is. It's called Quartermaster. One more time. Find out more at Not Found. Nope, that's not a website. Find out more about them somewhere else. Find out more about them online somewhere. We'll just try it again. Email Renaissance. Nope, that's not the email at all. Email Renfast Podcast, the shortest festival in the country. Again, once more.